Ian Schultz, the New York Times recently alerted me to an unintended consequence I would otherwise not have thought about. It seems an author was doing a book signing in Florida when a fan with an e-book said, "It's too bad you can't sign my Kindle." As more and more readers get more and more of their books through devices, the dilemma will be, according to Stephanie Rosenblum at the Times, what do authors autograph at book signings? Well, don't worry. Marketing is already on it. The Florida author in question, T.J. Walters, has partnered with Robert Barrett to promote autography. Now, here's how it works, according to the Times. Quote, a reader poses with the author for a photograph, which can be taken with an iPad camera or an external camera. The image immediately appears on the author's iPad. If it's shot from the external camera, it's sent to the iPad via Bluetooth. Then the author uses a stylus to scrawl a digital message below the photo. When finished, the author taps a button on the iPad that sends the fan an email with a link to the image, which can then be downloaded into the e-book, unquote. This apparently takes about 2.5 minutes to accomplish. Me, I'd probably just carve my name with an X-Acto knife on the Kindle screen, but I don't get many requests for autographs. A more polite author might sign his name on the back of a Kindle with a magic marker, but wouldn't that mean the Kindle would have to be permanently devoted to showing the author's work? Wouldn't that turn your e-reader into, well, a book? A bookcase full of autographed Kindles is not only expensive, it defeats their purpose. A larger question, which occurred to me after pondering this earth-shattering issue of book signing, what about dog ears? A surefire way to impress a smart potential lover is to carry around a battered copy of Madame Bovary, say, or Shakespeare's sonnets. It indicates not only that you have read the book you're carrying, you reread it. An e-reader only tells people that you have enough money to buy an e-reader. Unless they're looking over your shoulder, they don't even know what you're reading. How about notes scribbled in the margins? One of the pleasures of used books is seeing what previous readers have underlined. Comments like, nice metaphor, stupid, what the hell's he going on about, add immeasurably to the reader's pleasure. Phone numbers scribbled in the flyleaf, gone forever. No more flyleafs. And doodles. Can you doodle in a Kindle? I'd like to see you try. And when a book is terrible, haven't you ever closed it shut with a curse and thrown it across the room? I'm sure you can throw a Kindle and get a nice thud out of it, but it would be a fleeting pleasure, like a rock star throwing a television into a hotel swimming pool. Do we even have rock stars anymore? I gotta go.